Nancy Bambera, Vice President and COO of DZ Restaurants, is a prominent figure in the Saratoga Springs culinary and philanthropic community. A casual meeting at a favorite restaurant led to her becoming a bookkeeper, to now advancing, overseeing the financial well-being of Chianti Ristorante, Forno Bistro, and Boco Bistro, guided in a philosophy focused on being the best rather than the biggest. She's a dedicated advocate for the hospitality industry, serving on the board of Discover Saratoga and recently becoming the chairperson of the New York State Restaurant Association. Here is a delightful conversation with a woman in a class of her own, Nancy Bambera. Well, welcome, Nancy Bambera, to the Tell Us Your Story podcast with your best friend,
Stan,
favorite reporter. We go back decades, but we look good.
Yeah, we do go back a long time.
So we're at DZ Restaurants HQ.
We are.
And you are the COO of DZ Restaurants, which is three restaurants?
We have three restaurants now.
And they are?
Chianti, Forno Bistro, and Boca Bistro.
And as I said, we go back a long time to when...
To our SRA days.
Correct, rowing days, where I knew you as rowing parent, awesome rowing parent, awesome rowing mom, then president of SRA, the mover and shaker there, and bringing so much to that organization. And then it's like, oh yeah, Nancy's runs a DZ Restaurants. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then they explained it. And then those names, the names of those restaurants are just synonymous to great dining in Saratoga Springs. So how long have you been a part of DZ and how did you get here to where we are today?
Oh boy. So almost 28 years with David Zucchini and the DZ family. I actually started off as their bookkeeper, or as David's bookkeeper. Kind of a funny story I can share with you. My late husband and I used to dine at Chianti. It was probably, 6 months into Chianti opening on the South Broadway location. And we used to go every Saturday night with our children. And one day David sat down and, got to learn a little bit about who we were. And I was the president of Saratoga Rowing. And we started chatting about that at the time. And he said, what do you do? And I said, I do finances for primarily hospitality companies. And he said, oh, I must come see you, or you must come see me. He said, you come on Monday. So I met him on a Monday morning and he handed me a box about as big as this table. And it was just filled with invoices and statements. And I said, oh dear Lord, we need to get you situated. So I started off as a part-time bookkeeper. And here we are today, 28 years later. We're down to three restaurants. We've had five, six of them throughout the course of our 28 years. But Chianti, 28 years old. Forno Bistro is 22 years old. Boca is 12 years old. All within a block of each other. Makes my life easier.
And we're recording this in between your Black Friday and Christmas Day because we're coming off of Chowderfest where everybody participated and you made the rounds in the very, very bitter cold. And then the high holy day of dining, Valentine's Day, which falls on a Saturday this year, which is golden.
Or not in our industry. Yeah. We like it to be on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
But you're bugging out?
You know what? It's a great burst to January. January, February is always just kind of those dull, gloomy months. Saratoga does a great job at having these events. And obviously Valentine's Day is wonderful for people to celebrate. Gets us over the hump. Gets us into March. Then we know, Mother's Day is coming up. Belmont again this year, which is super exciting. But yeah, not bugging out. Just another day in paradise.
What's it been like? Because I guess as the new line is now, I've seen things. So when you've been in the lifeblood cash flow in the restaurant industry for almost 30 years now. I mean, you started as, you know, just got your working papers and then obviously rolled in here. But I mean, you saw the recession. We saw COVID. We had a great conversation talking about things going on that are still going on regarding with staffs and restaurants and things like that. You've kind of seen everything. What were the lows like? And what's that like? Because you're not on the front line. You're not at the front door. You're not making the menu, talking the menu changes and things like that. But you're still in tune because you see the names come across and you see the ebb and flow of cash. What were the low times like? What was the hardest one, do you think?
Oof. You know, obviously, as you mature, you really kind of look back and understands what your strengths and weaknesses were and where you made the mistakes. You know, our company has been really fortunate that we've survived a lot of these different elements and choices that we made, right? I would say probably our lowest low was, you know, back when we were running 5 locations. We had Pasta Pane down in Clifton Park. We had a nightclub here in Saratoga. It was a tremendous amount to juggle at that time. You know, the nightclub was extremely seasonable. But the choices that we made were to continue to invest in our guests and to continue to invest in our staff. And I think that philosophy is what's taken us to where we are today. I'm so proud of my team for the way we survived COVID. Because we were able to basically keep all of our management team, keep most of our full-time employees, and, you know, put them to work in different creative outlets. And we came out of that, I think, a better company. We came out of that with a lot of strengths that I didn't even know we had, which we've used today to continue to give back to our guests and to our staff. So I'm really proud of going through those errors, even though they make me really old, and getting to where we are today.
When you look at the current model, the current DZ model right now, 3 restaurants within, in a sense, walking distance, really. I mean, short blocks compared to real blocks in other places. You were scaling 15 years ago. Everything now is scale. Every franchise agreement I read for whatever else is coming in on the block is 5 or more. It's minimum 3, you know, suggested 5. It's automatic that you can't do 1.
Right.
Because if you have 1, you're going to be done. Was that part of the growth, do you think? Because, I mean, you're in those conversations about, do we have it? What's it take? What's the investment? How long's the payoff? How was the scaling decided, and is it an exciting thing or is it trepidation and I think it'll work?
I think, as a matter of fact, that article up on my wall when I won 40 under 40, I think I said it there, and I think I'll say it again because this has been my belief. I've never wanted to be the biggest restaurant group. I've always wanted to be the best restaurant group. And what I mean by the best is to be guest forward, to always be centered on the experience that we provide, to have the staff that care about who comes in our door, to provide exceptional quality food. We're so fortunate to have some of the most talented front of the house, back of the house chefs, managers, staff. For me, scale is not necessarily how many units we have. It's how good we're doing every day with the units that we have. That doesn't mean that I don't look at opportunities that come across our desk, but there haven't been a lot that have really interested me or impressed me. And I think it has to be something really special for us to put another restaurant on the books.
We share a common love of Fish Creek. Going back to our rowing days, your wonderful daughter, my favorite coxswain of all time. Forgive me, others. In rowing. And I've said, and I'll say it until he takes me, or her takes me, that on the 7th day, God drew a line with his finger from Saratoga Lake to create Fish Creek. the most opportune, picturesque, perfect weather conditions on record to row. Saratoga is an extension of that. I think rowing came first, but then Saratoga came second in all the restaurants. What? Because being in retail, remaining in retail as little as I do, but still being in here and seeing the recession and COVID and things like that, Saratoga almost seems not immune, because Saratoga took its dents, but it didn't shut down. We didn't have that slew of shuttering of restaurants. And then the rebound is, it's now beyond one door closes, one more opens. It's like, let's get rid of this and let's put in this. And you look at the explosion on Caroline with restaurants. Why is Saratoga able to do it? And can they sustain it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think there's a number of ways that I would answer that. First and foremost, I think our community and our business leaders are forward thinking. And I think that we have created something that's so special. We have a little bit of everything here, right? We have arts, we have hospitality, we have an incredible downtown, we have shopping, we have the track, we have SPAC, I could go on and on. I think that we have some great leadership. I'm on the board of Discover Saratoga. I think that between Discover and the Downtown Business Association and the Chamber and our local leadership, government, I think we have such a passion for Saratoga and to keep it vibrant and to keep it exciting. You know, just having the Belmont here for the last 2 years, and this will be our third year, being able to host something like Belmont on Broadway with that concert is just, it's such an opportunity that we took. And we did it so well. We executed it so well. And I think Belmont put Saratoga on a mark in a whole nother level. People that didn't even know it was here. They knew the track was here, but they never really knew what the community was. I think for me personally, I'm so proud of our hospitality network here. I think we really relied on each other a lot to get us through a lot of those challenging moments. I think we have an incredible, talented group of hospitality owners. I'm on the board, actually I'm the chair of the New York State Restaurant Association, and I did it. I became part of that organization because the hospitality industry is so important to Main Street America. And I think without great restaurants and shopping and all the added, but without great food, that's what brings people together. So yeah, Saratoga is a bit of a bubble.
Prada's in the background trying to weigh in here. Keeping an eye on everything for us. And we had a conversation a couple months ago, in fact, and we talked about changes and life, you know, what life is now, things that you and I didn't see. We didn't see it coming. We haven't experienced it ourselves, but people we care about were impacted. So again, I know you as a parent, a rowing mom. I know you're going to be embarrassed. I'm going to say grandmother. But
Gigi.
Yep. But your warmth, and that's what I picked up early on, the way you put yourself all into everything you did and continue to do. And we had a conversation about staff. You know, these people are more than these people that are creating this wonderful food, serving this wonderful food, making sure everything is right and tasteful and correct. Are kind of been thrust in the front lines, and we had a great conversation about you protecting those staffers. Did you ever see it coming? Did you ever imagine a day where it'd be like, I think there's a sense of, you always worry about certain ages of an age group within your staff. You've seen every high schooler, Saratoga, come through as a hostess or waitress or wait staff, and then advance and come on and then come back with their kids and dine. But what, you know, how shocked were you? Were you shocked? And then just talk a little bit about like some of the things that you did for your staff.
Sorry, there goes Prada
again.
Let her out.
We'll get her Prada.
Are we particularly talking about the COVID days, or
we're talking about the pickups and kind of that downtime there with, you know, it changed everything. COVID was about protecting all,
right?
And I think this is still protecting all, but it's kind of focused on a group that's been the backbone of the city, because we talk about horse racing, we talk about hospitality. You know, there's those groups of employees that, you know, need more protection than ever. Before it was offered, they came for an opportunity, you gave them an opportunity, you know, it's reciprocal, you know, they provide, you provide, it's all good.
Yeah.
And then kind of make some changes.
I think there's great talent out there, and certainly COVID changed where a lot of the hospitality people went. Many of them are just coming back into the industry now, I would say over the last 12 months. I think for me and for DZ, we want to give an opportunity for everybody to feel that they're part of something and part of something special. And I'm so fortunate and thankful. I have a gentleman at Forno this year who's going to be celebrating 20 years of being a server with us. 20 years, Michael Radke has been with us almost since opening, you know, and there's so many of those people in our company. And as we've gone through some of these hard times, I think what was the most valuable to me is to make sure that I touched base with everybody during that time individually. Are you okay? What do you need? What can we do for you? And still today, are you okay? What do you need? What can I do for you? You know, we all have a job to do, and I think our team does it incredibly well, but we're all human too, right? So I think that human part about caring about them and their life and their family and, you know, are they okay is really important to me. And, you know, I can't say 20 years ago I was the same leader that I am today. So I think age, literally, has changed a lot of me. I mean, back in the day, I probably would have been like, this is a right, and that needs to change, and this needs to do that. And now I ask more like, why did you make these decisions? And how was the outcome for you? And what could we do differently? So I think including our team in the decision-making process and to having them be part of it is what keeps them here. I certainly give ownership to all of them, and I think that that's valuable. And I'm so thankful for the staff that we have. I mean, the talent is just top notch.
The restaurant industry, and this is a fun one, ebbs and flows. You're dictated by the calendar, dictated by weather. Saratoga is dictated more than ever by the calendar and tourism and things like that. What's your favorite time here in Saratoga for Nancy Bambara? Not Nancy with DZ. What's the best time for DZ? What's Nancy's favorite time where you just like want to do that Mary Tyler Moore, like go out on Broadway and spin around and throw your beret in the air and go like, this is my city. What's your favorite time?
The Tuesday after Labor Day. I make sure that I look at everybody and just give them a big hug and say, we made it. No, really, fall is probably my favorite time. You know, things settle down. We can get back to our fabulous local, you know, clientele. And it's really nice. We're busy all year long. So it's really nice to just hone in, you know, reconnect. Because during the summertime, it's just balls to the walls.
And when I talked about catching you this week, you talked about it was kind of an opportune time because you're going to become chair, right?
I'm chair of the New York State Restaurant Association.
I've been here 30 years, so I know it's been around 30 years. It's probably been around 50, 80 for all I know. How important is it to have an organization like that? I think every industry has its own organization, but how important is it for what New York State Restaurant Association does for its members and the role it plays in the industry. How important is it? And, you know, you're picking up a mantle. So is there pressure on you to, like, you know, going back to rowing, not lose the freshman girls title? You don't want to be the group to lose it?
Yeah.
Or what's one or two things that there's a reason why, you know, you said yes to taking this on?
Yeah. So I had always been involved in the New York State Restaurant Association for many, many years. It was just after COVID that I got asked to join the board, and I worked my way up the ranks. And I did it with a real conscious decision that the hospitality industry needs advocacy, and we need to make sure that we protect Main Street America. And I think for restaurateurs, if they don't belong to the New York State Restaurant Association, that they're missing a hidden gem. Not only do they advocate for our industry, but they provide so many details about what makes our businesses better, whether it's the insurance arm that they provide or the legal arm that they provide in regards to advice, or, you know, the advocacy and legislature connecting us to legislatures, legislative offices is just huge. And for me, if I can have a voice in advocating for our industry, whether it's our staff, whether it's policy, whether it's alcohol to go, whatever we're working on at the time is just unbelievably valuable.
I'm not gonna ask you about closing time. That's the third rail in Saratoga, I found out. But I took over as business editor 3 months ago and immediately discovered that 85% of my job is food. It's restaurants opening and closing. You always hope openings outweigh the closings, but it happens. And that hasn't changed, I don't think, over time, because it's such a hard business. Is there a secret sauce for DZ? Is there other entities in Saratoga County and Saratoga Springs that some of them you just look at and you just, from the outside in, it looks like it's the Midas touch. And then you see others close and you like kind of scratching your head, because we all don't know the inner workings. But do you see anything that's a common thread of success and then maybe, you know, unfortunate enough that couldn't make it in that attempt?
Yeah, great question. So a long time ago, I used to teach this class or seminar at the Loan Fund in Albany, right? So I titled it, "So You Think You Want to Be a Restaurateur." It was kind of funny. And I talked about all the reasons why you shouldn't be a restaurateur.
You were a big head.
The reality is... if you go into the hospitality business thinking it's a socialization, or you make great food, or you want to cook and entertain your friends, that's all the wrong reasons to go into it. You have to go into it with a business mindset. The restaurant industry is incredibly small margins. And you need to think about what your business philosophy is, right? You know, where is your main focus? Is it, you know, your guests, providing great food, providing great service? If you go into it with a mentality of that secret sauce and you have the demographics behind it, you should be okay. But if you go in and you want to party all the time and have a great time and entertain your friends, that's not going to work. So I think for us, again, I go back to our corporate philosophy is called guests first. And I think everything that we do, is focused around that guest first philosophy. And I think that's our secret sauce.
What's been your favorite meal? It's the tough one. The last two are tough. What's been your favorite meal? Just meal, not where. We wouldn't want to, you know, because you've been around. You've traveled and you've dined. But like, is there a favorite? Or is there that, you know, we know, you know, Dave with his, you know, first bite thing. But is there someplace, like when you go somewhere, is it a drink? You know, is it an old fashioned? You know, is it what, when you ask for a glass of wine, is that that litmus test? You know, because I'm on the road, so for me it's wonton soup. Wherever I go, anywhere I go, to the Chinese takeout, I try the wonton soup. If it hits, I got to go back. But that's all I'm getting the first time. It's just got to be a certain way for me. It's got to have a flavor. It's got to have a heat. You know, can't be as oily, you know. So that's like kind of like my standard. It's like when you go out someplace that you haven't been to or somebody recommends or things like that, what do you like to try?
All right. Well, I have three restaurants, so this is a really hard answer for me. I do have to say that, and my daughters will laugh at this because this has become a part of our life for the last 30 years. But Chianti's Carpaccio, you can almost not even get it in Italy. It is so delectable. It's just so unbelievable. I'd say that is probably my one go-to at any time. I mean, both of my daughters at their wedding had to have a dish of it served to them. They've never had a birthday that it hasn't been part of their birthday. Like, I've traveled his Carpaccio like to the other side of the state when one of them were in college. Like, so I would have to give my kudos to Fabrizio for his Del Chianti Carpaccio.
All right. We're going to get you out of here on this one. This is the hardest one we've got.
Oh, boy.
The hardest one we got. 28 years. DZ? 28 years. Okay. What's next for Nancy Bambera? Personally, professionally, what's next?
Another 28 years? You know, I don't think about it that way. I look at life as it comes. You know, I take one day at a time, and I don't really have a future plan. I have two grandchildren now, which is great. I'm actually trying to spend a little bit of extra time with them. I love our restaurant group. I love the three establishments that we have. I love the philanthropy that I do in the community. I don't have a long-term goal.
More Belmonts?
We're super excited to have Belmont one more year. Honestly, I think Belmont has been great for Saratoga. You know, it's a beautiful race to have here. It's once in a lifetime to be able to celebrate it. I think it's been amazing.
Last tough one, but it's a fun one. Who would you like to see on stage for the last Belmont? If you could pick the band, any band. Money is not an object to Daryl, you know, or the chamber, or the world. Who would you like to see on Broadway in Saratoga Springs for the last Belmont?
Boy, that's a tough.
Still playing though. We have to go. You know, we can't bring the Beatles back, but.
Well, SPAC just announced that they're having Tim McGraw, and he's by far one of my favorite people. So maybe I would say Tim McGraw.
Do a small show.
Small show.
And then, like a warm up. Like treat Belmont as the warm up act.
Yeah. Except I think he's here like July 28th.
Okay, so we gotta. So we'll.
I actually think the two bands that have been selected the last 2 years have been great for our community. You know, I think they've been family friendly. It's been if you were down here, it was a wonderful evening. What a way to celebrate the kickoff of a great week of racing. So I think this year is going to be very similar. I think we've got a great band lined up for this year too.
I haven't. So, you know, that's like
it's coming out.
That's a trade secret that. I usually will see, you know, I will usually see everybody and I'll see them at a mixer and I'll drop a name just by chance in conversation, see if they perk up. And I haven't hit yet.
Yeah.
I haven't hit yet. So I was going to go, I've gone two different ways. I've gone Bare Naked Ladies, I think would be phenomenal. But we have to check the train schedule.
That.
You like that?
Yeah.
And then the other one was, since this is going to be the last one, I was going to go with a total local lineup. And make it like a festival and go like with five, you know, so we bring in Soul Session, we bring in Tops of Trees again, we bring in Sydney Wordley, who's done a lot of great things, and then we were going to close it out with a Clifton Park special with a headliner, Dirty Honey, who's open for Guns N' Roses and Ben is back, and Mark LaBelle's a Clifton Park kid who played ice hockey, and I was his first interview, so to get Mark back, because I know he'd come on the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's like self-serving.
I like both of those ideas.
Yeah, if we're just do a festival, we'll just do, you know, all do a 518, a true Saratoga 518 festival. But if we're going to go for the national brand, I'm hoping for Bare Naked Ladies. And I think it'll be fun. And I have to take the obligatory trip up to the top of the city center one last time because I desperately am petrified of heights.
Did you watch the show from up there?
I've gotten photos from both of them. That's why I love rowing. I can swim. I can't fly. So heights scare me.
Oh, boy.
All right, Nancy Bambera, here's to another 28 years. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stan.